Welcome back to another spectacular match day, but watch this. Looks like the fans are playing Coral's free reward shaker. The half and half scarfers shaking decisively for once. They bagged a super boost. Next to them, the prawn sandwich brigade. Oh, they've shaken up a free bet after that free lunch. Play Coral's free reward shaker to win guaranteed daily rewards and offers this season. Coral, we're here for it.
18 plus UK, max one reward or offer per player per day. Reward restrictions, requirements and T's and C's apply. Gambleaware.org.
How you doing, Met fans? John Arizzi here, the co-host of the Terry Collins Show. Last season, I had the opportunity to work with TC on this program, and it was one of the highlights of my career. We were able to bring on amazing guests throughout the year, from Mets legends Daryl Strawberry, Dwight Gooden, David Wright, and so many more, along with a mix of others who worked closely with Terry, like Jay Horowitz and Sandy Alderson. In June, we partnered with Tunnel the Towers Foundation, who shared their uplifting stories each and every episode with the Amazing Hero of the Week segment, and they also became our presenting sponsor. We were able to cover the magical Mets 2025 season, which saw our team come within two wins of the World Series. All in all, it was a great first season, and over the offseason, the question was, would there be a second season for Terry, and would he come back for another year? Recently, I traveled down to Port St. Lucie, Florida, and was able to sit down and talk to TC to discuss all of that. So let's get to that special talking with TC right now. Hey, Terry, it's good to see you again. I mean, we're here in beautiful Florida, your neck of the woods. So good to see you.
It's good to see you. I know you're glad to be down here.
Yeah.
I know, even though Nashville's not freezing cold, but you've had a tough winter up there, and it's good to be down here where it's green grass.
Yeah, and 20 years in a row coming down here for Mets spring training, and we had the opportunity to sit down and talk a little bit this week, and you did some stuff for Tunnel the Towers, and so it's been wonderful to catch up with you again, and we want to tell everybody that, thanks to Tunnel the Towers and the foundation, because of the great experience that they had last season, and the experience you had getting to know the foundation, that they have decided to, come back for another season. And so we're going to have a season two of the Terry Collins Show. Last year, it was a wonderful experience.
You know, it was a lot of fun. I didn't know what to expect when you and I talked about doing the podcast. But I got to reconnect with some guys I haven't talked to in a long time, and that was fun. And obviously, some of the conversations we had with, Tom Hallion, and this conversation with Sandy Alderson, because I'd never really sat down and ever asked Sandy, what his thought process was during 2015. So there were a lot of fun shows that I did stuff I didn't even know that what went on behind the scenes.
Right. For me personally, just to see an experience, getting to talk to David Wright and getting to talk to Noah Syndergaard and Daryl Strawberry and Doc Gooden and just so many of the guests and so many people that just really respect you, revere you, and the conversations were just pretty wonderful last season.
Yeah, John, this is even though there's a lot of players, maybe but in the grand scheme of things, it's a small fraternity.
It is.
And the respect for the game, because without the game, where would any of us be? We'd be all doing something else. And so we love the sport. We love the game. We respected the game. And so when you hear these guys talk about their experiences in baseball and what they've done and what they're still doing today to promote the game and promote the sport, you know, that's what made this the podcast fun for me.
Yeah, and I think, you know, because there are so many podcasts out there, I mean, there are just dozens and dozens and dozens of even Mets-centric podcasts. I think, you know, for what we did last season by talking about, you know, what was going on with the current team, but the most enjoyable part was the stories with the alumni and capturing, you know, those moments of behind the scenes when you were having those interactions with the 2015 players and the backstories. So I think the fans really got into that. So, you know, this season, I think we're going to focus a little bit more on the history of the Mets. And I know that, you know, we've been talking about what we're going to do this season. And, you know, we're going to bring on some special, you know, surprise or, you know, they could become regular guest co-hosts. Mm-hmm. And so we don't want to disclose yet who you've been talking to. But I think that that's going to bring a new element to the podcast, and there are two significant milestones this season. Of course, it's the 10-year anniversary of the last time the Mets were in the World Series, and that's the team that you skippered. So I think we're going to have a lot of fun talking about that 2015 season, which is so special.
Yeah, you know, it's again, I'm looking forward to doing some of the shows and talking about stuff. The one thing, John, when we got into this, you and I always thought it's about what the fans don't know.
Yeah.
You know, the behind the scenes stuff like you talk about. I mean, we watch a game, we have an opinion of the game, how they're going, whatever, but it's the stuff that's behind the scenes and, you know, that I even learned lots of stuff. But, you know, you sit in that office and there are conversations you have with players that you heard some of them, you know, through the podcast that, you know, they're not broadcast out in the newspapers. Yeah. And so I thought that put a uniqueness to the show itself a little bit. But so, and it'll be fun. We'll have some great people and some good friends on the show this year.
Yeah, and probably for the most popular episode we did last season was your first time conversation with Tom Hallion. So that one just kind of blew up virally. So, and you still get asked about that all the time.
So did the video.
And the video. The video blew up.
It started it. It started it all.
Just even on your social media. Yeah. I mean, it, you know, 550,000 views and people sharing it every single day still. So that was a very cool part. And the other significant milestone for the Mets this year was it's the 25th anniversary of the 2000 Subway Series World Series. You know, the last two times the Mets were in the World Series, these are milestones this year. So we're going to kind of talk about that type of stuff and with some of the people that you're talking to. I think to hear those backstories of that magical season, even though the Mets didn't win the World Series, you know, but those were two special teams, the 2000 team and your team of 2015. So we really look at doing some deep dives into what happened in those two seasons for the Met fans to really enjoy this year.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it, John. I think we've got some, you know, some stuff to offer our fan base.
Yeah.
You know, certainly living down here on the east coast of Florida, you know, I see Mets fans every day on the golf course and in the restaurants. And of course, I meet a lot of them. I met somebody again yesterday, and here's the standard response. Oh, they come over to say hi, and they say, I know you're the former Mets manager. Well, I'm a Yankee fan. So I said, as long as you're a baseball fan, it doesn't matter to me which team it is. So, we'll have a lot of fun with it.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to be, doing some really special things this season with the show. And, of course, we're not going to forget the current team, which is this 2025 season with the addition of Juan Soto and all the other moves that have happened with the organization. It's going to be a very exciting season to watch unfold over the course of the long baseball season. And you know how long it can get. So we're talking to some of the top Mets beat writers and reporters about joining us to talk about the current team. But I think this year we've done one season. It's in the books. We had a good time with it. So we'll improve on it, expand upon it, and really make it enjoyable for the fans this year. And I'm just so grateful that you decided, you're on your golf course. I mean, you play golf every day. You work out in the gym every day. You're very active. You brought some 9/11 first responders for Tunnel of Towers today. So you have a pretty active, busy life that really is outside of the game right now, almost with the exception of what you do for Baseball Night in New York and now and the podcast for two seasons. So very, very grateful that that you said, well, let's give it one more year and we'll tweak a few things. We'll make it more enjoyable for the fans, which they loved it anyway. And for you, it's going to be, just making sure that this season, you can reminisce about some of those great times that you had back in the day in 2015. And I really look forward to this season, Terry.
Well, thank you, John. I am also in, it's a lot of fun working with you. You bring a lot of energy to the show, and I think that's what it's about. That's certainly how I try to live my life, and I'm trying to retard this aging process. I'm not going to win, but I'm going to postpone it for a while.
Well, you look great, and it's always a pleasure to see you, and I really look forward to this season,
Terry. Thank you, John.
It'll be great to be back for another year. We will cover the 2025 team led by Carlos Mendoza. We'll cover that with Terry, along with some top baseball insiders and reporters. It's going to be a year of great expectations with the biggest free agent signing in sports history, Juan Soto, now wearing the orange and blue. And of course, Pete Alonso is back for another year with the team, plus Francisco Lindor, Brandon Nimmo, Mark Vientos, and the entire group of the 2025 Amazing Mets. We can't wait to get started. You can catch up on all of last year's episodes on our YouTube channel. Just go to youtube.com/ The Terry Collins Show. Make sure you subscribe to the show, to the channel, to get notifications on when new shows will be available, and follow the show on X, Instagram, and Facebook. And thanks to Tunnel the Towers for their continued support for first responders, military families, and our veterans. Donate just $11 a month by going to t2t.org. We are proud to be associated once again with Tunnel to Towers in 2025. We will have our 2025 debut show coming at you later this month. For the Terry Collins Show, I'm John Arezzi. Let's go, Mets.